With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to 17 Questions, the podcast where we ask celebrities, authors, YouTubers and broadcasters 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
My name is Amber Doig Thorne. I am an online content creator, actress, presenter and model.
What's your order at Nando's?
There's only one correct order at Nando's, let's be honest here. So, it's the butterfly chicken medium with creamy mash and peri-peri chips. It's the one. Everything else is subpar. That's like the God order, you know.
What's your go-to favourite song you're most likely to sing your heart out to at karaoke?
My karaoke song is The Real Slim Shady. Every time I go to karaoke, and the later it gets on in the evening, the more excited I get. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm like the female Eminem, I need to do this song. And then it just gets a bit too fast for me and I just embarrass myself. But I have fun and that's what counts.
If you could eat anything for breakfast, what would it be?
It would have to be the red velvet pancakes from IHOP in America, because whenever I go to America, I have the red velvet pancakes from IHOP every single day for breakfast. But sometimes, you know, I like to mix up a bit, so I'll get the chocolate chip ones, because you don't want to be too repetitive, you know, you need to freshen them taste buds. So red velvet or chocolate chip. I'm all about the healthy lifestyle, as you can tell.
If you could know the absolute truth to one question, what question would you ask?
Do the Illuminati exist? No question about it, I need to know. I'm not even joking. There's like the eye on the dollar bill, therefore it must be real, but people say it isn't, which makes me think it is. Greatest conspiracy theory of all time.
What's the weirdest thing a guest has done at your house?
Well, one time I had a birthday cake for my birthday, and then someone ate it. Like, they started eating this cake, they're like, oh, can I have a snack? And I was like, sure. Went upstairs to get something, came back, and my birthday cake was out, and they were eating it, and it was the day before my birthday. And I was like, can I help you? It clearly says happy birthday. And they're like, oh, I didn't realise it was yours. I was like, I live by myself. Who else is it going to belong to? And they're like, oh, I didn't think of that. No words.
What celebrity do you have a secret crush on?
So many. Secret crush, because I'm quite vocal about my crushes, you see. So finding a secret one. Barack Obama. He's got a little something. When he was president, I was like, ooh. After he was president, I'm like, you know, he's very charismatic. He's a good-looking guy. Looks after his family. He's got it all going on.
In your group of friends, what role do you play?
The social butterfly / the foodie. Whenever we go anywhere, basically, I'm like a human hoover, so if anyone has food and they don't finish it, I will volunteer as tribute. Because you can't throw away food, you know. It's 2019. People are starving out there. You've got to eat everything, so I will volunteer. Otherwise, yeah, I just like socialising and being out and about, and I don't really like sleeping, so I'd rather be like doing stuff, being productive.
What was the last thing you took a photo of?
Oh, it was, so at Summer in the City, there's different green rooms, and there's one at the moment, which is the Cineworld green room, and they've got this like giant, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's meant to be like a DVD case or a popcorn box, but I was like, I need to be inside that. So I took about 25 photos in this movie box popcorn thing. I probably should have asked what it was.
What TV show is your guilty pleasure?
I love Friends. I remember watching it like when it was on TV when I was younger, and I'd come back from school and I'd just watch an episode. And even now, like, I'm 24, and if I'm having a bad day, I'll just sit in bed and watch like a whole season, which is a long time. But I just love Friends. I think it's amazing.
What's something people don't know about you?
Oh, this is a fun one. I am secretly a massive science nerd, and I have a degree in theoretical physics. Which everyone looks at me and they're like, she looks stupid. I'm like, well, actually, I get that a lot. And I'm like, oh, I do have a few brain cells. But no, I love science, especially like astronomy, nuclear physics, quantum physics. I'm like, I could talk about science all day.
What's something you think every person should experience in their lifetime?
This is a really strange answer, but I would say a safari in Africa. When I was at school in my final year, I was lucky enough to go volunteering in Namibia just to like help build a children's school. And one of the things we did when we were out there is we went to this place called Etosha National Park, which is just this gorgeous park. It's miles and miles. It's actually the size of Wales, and it's a national park, which is insane. And you can just sit by the watering hole and watch the elephants. You can see lions in the wild, and it's just the most amazing experience. If you like animals, I love animals. But learning about them at school and seeing them on TV is one thing. When you're actually in a, like a little wagon driving through these fields and deserts, oh, it's amazing. I really, really, really want to take my parents on one because they haven't done it. And I'm like, you have to. It's so much fun.
You've just taken a huge bite out of a pizza and it's got pineapple on it. How do you feel?
Well, first of all, if I'd seen the pineapple, I wouldn't have even taken a bite because I'm not a psychopath. So you see the pineapple, you look for another pizza, assess the situation. If there isn't another pizza, you promptly take off the pineapple, wipe away any remnants, and then continue to eat. If that's not possible, you just go for a Chinese takeaway, I guess.
Do you have any pet peeves?
It's people chewing loudly. Whenever I'm in a public situation and I want a piece of chewing gum, I know someone's going to ask, and I think it's the risk, like, do I take the gum? Risking that someone will ask for a piece and then they're a loud chewer, and then I have to deal with that for however long I'm near them, or do I just go along not having my chewing gum? And I always go for it, and then there's always someone being like, oh, can I have a piece? And I'm like, of course. And then they're there like, and I'm like, nope, 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 this is what hell is like. It's like ASMR right in my ear. I don't need that.
Describe your perfect holiday. Where are we in the world and what are we doing?
Oh, I think I just had my perfect holiday, actually. So my parents and I haven't been on a family holiday since 2013. My dad's good now, but he had like, he was in and out of hospital, so he couldn't travel. Finally, he could. And when we were younger, we used to go to America every single year to like Disneyland and Universal Studios. And growing up, it was my favorite thing. Now, because I haven't been for like 5 or 6 years, I thought that would be a nice surprise at Christmas time. You know, let's go back. And it was the best thing ever. Like, I'm a grown woman. My parents are obviously grown adults. And yet we still went to all of the theme parks and had the best time. So I think it definitely has to be America, and I'd say either LA or Orlando, where all of the theme parks are, because it's just fun for everyone and you feel like a big kid again. It's amazing.
What are you working on at the moment?
So at the moment, I've got quite a lot of brand deals coming out on my YouTube, which is great. I've got an awesome campaign coming up with Cineworld that I'm really, really excited about. On the acting side, I've got 3 or 4 feature films coming out over the next few months that we've been working on for almost 2 years now. So the fact they're finally about to be released and everyone can watch them, I'm insanely excited. Thank you for listening to 17 Questions with me, Amber Doig-Thorne, at Summer in the City.
Thanks for listening to 17 Questions. If you loved this episode, please subscribe, share, and give us a good rating wherever you downloaded your podcast. Before you go, if you have any questions that you'd love to hear our guests answer, tweet us or drop us a message. It's at 17 Questions across all social. And we'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.